This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 20th of February, 1963. The title of this lecture is Talk on TV Demo, Finding RRs. This tape is 31 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
And we'll have a rundown now on these demonstrations. Well, now, the first session you saw there was there was a lot of noise and confusion and upset right there at the start. That was a very messy session start. The proper sequence of a session start does not include upsetting the PC. If you want to get a rocket read, keep the PC calm, showing pictures of pretty girls, smooth him out. But don't start banging cans around and so forth. What you do is you adjust the PC's chair, you clear the room with the PC, you say it's all right to audit in this room, you don't meter that, and then you get a can squeeze, and then you put in the well-known R factor, and then you start the session. And that sequence is never varied. Now, as far as the meter reading is concerned here, we called a clean on an equivocal read. The auditor did that a couple of times. And, of course, the next time you call it, it's very often wrong. Now, I notice that you're doing something here which is quite interesting to me and which I myself abandoned some long time ago. It runs like this. You say, on this list, has anything been suppressed? Bang, you see. On this list, has anything been suppressed? Finally, the PC says no, and you say, all right, I will check that on the meter. And you check it on the meter. If you get a read, you ask the PC again. Now, the way you're doing it is a way that I know you haven't been told this, so it's not your fault. For once, it's not your fault. I mean, you want to mark this day down as a golden day in the history of the briefing course, because today we have found something that wasn't your fault, it was my fault. Of course, I'm getting clear now, you see, and already first goal clear, practically a second goal clear, so you see, I can afford the tremendous majesty of being wrong. You can't afford that yet, see. So this wasn't your fault. But the actual right way to do this, so as not to upset the PC, is simply to repetitive until he says no, and then say, all right, I will check it on the meter, take it over to the meter, and stay on the meter. Don't go off on the repetitive again. You see, you've got repetitive rudiments mixed up with prep checking. Now, you ordinarily can expect over a long period of time in a problems intensive, something like that, you can expect a great deal of this kind of nonsense, you see. You can expect the PC to have a brand new stream of answers and so forth. So when you prep check, as you would be doing in the Y unit, why, for sure, go back and say, all right, anything been suppressed. I'll check that on the meter. Check it on the meter. It's still dirty. All right, come on. It's been suppressed. Check it on the meter and so forth, because you got tons of answers back of this kind of thing. But not when you're running them on rudiments. When you say, been suppressed, and he said, no, you say, all right, I'll check that on the meter, and just write it with the meter from there on out. From there on out, it's fast check. You see? That'll make life much simpler to you. And it'll save you a lot of auditing time, and it'll save you all of this nonsense about reads and not reads, and you'll stay with the meter, and it'll upset you less. I think you'll find out that's a very good way to handle it. Now, this auditor, I hope you don't mind my mentioning this. Actually, you look like a bundle of nerves on there. Your presence... smooth it out, man. Smooth it out. Get those overts off or something like that, because an auditor should look smooth and calm and inspire a great calm in the PC, you see. That's much to be desired. And you work on your auditor presence there a little bit and get your overts off on this, that, and the other thing, and you'll be doing better. Okay? No offense, Matt. I'm just trying to help you be a good auditor. Now, the reason the item didn't fire here, probably, was because the goal wasn't firing. If a goal isn't firing, the item fires rather poorly. And while it is true that if a goal is firing badly or not at all, you get reads on the list and can check out our eyes and that sort of thing, actually, when the goal is not firing at all, the read is vastly inhibited. And that doesn't say that if the goal isn't firing, you won't get a read on an RI, you understand? Because you can actually have a read on an RI with the goal not firing. But if you want to speed up this fire on the RI and have your list fire better and so forth, keep your goal cleaned up. Now, in actual fact, in 3M, the goal starts in, fires very sporadically at first, and then starts firing beautifully, all gorgeously, big stuff, and then goes into one rocket read and two rock slams, and three rock slams and two rocket reads and one rock slam. You understand? Rock slam gets mixed up in this. You tiger drill it a bit, put in your big mid-roots, actually, on it, which is much better to make a goal read, and you'll find out those rock slams turning back into rocket reads again. Now you go a little bit further, and the goal will start rocket reading again. Pow, 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 it's reading fine, providing your listing is all right, not backwards and upside down. And the setup here, in brief, is that a goal goes from very, very hard to make it fire, a lot of prep checking and so forth, and it reads, and then it's PC sneezes and it doesn't read and so forth, into bad read on the list, but reading a bit better, reading more consistently. You're not paying attention to the goal, don't you see, but keep listing items, not wrong way to items and so forth, but right way to items. Your goal fire better and better and better, and then finally turns into rock slam rock slam one time, rocket read. That's in the same call. You see, to be a catfish, rock slam, to be a catfish, rocket read, to be a catfish, rock slam. That goes from that phase, the chrysalis phase of the goal. It goes from there on down to fires well, and then it begins to fire early and late. You say, to be a rocket read, catfish, you see, to be a catfish, rocket read, you see, it starts firing way off beat. That's by the time you've gotten 3/4 of its items off of it. And then when you finally move down to the line, your goal starts firing automatically. And you'll find some item sometime in that goal, particularly the first goal, starts going pow, 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 and your tone arm is coming down. And you're not even saying it. Just the meter is just rocket reading itself on down. Very interesting phenomenon, and it goes from there into no read at all, and that doesn't mean all the items are off of it. You find one more item, and the goal rocket reads, and then doesn't rocket read, and you find maybe one more item, or patching up the line plot, and for a moment the goal rocket reads, and then after that it is dead. You can't get anything out of it with a whip. There's nothing there. And speaking about getting something out of a goal with a whip, let's take up this next session. Now, May, is you're much better these days. Your auditor presence is much better and fine. I'd cure myself of this glasses trick if I were you. You can't hypnotize him with those shiny lenses, you know. I know you've probably got some kind of a glass that you can't see the PC well, but it's a mannerism you can do without. All right. Now, this goal that was being checked out on Dick has rocket read a couple of times and is actually just being in the process of being prep checked and checked out, and a goal in that queasy a condition probably is in no state to be shown on TV, so once more we didn't get a rocket read. Now, I won't say the goal is it or isn't it, but I notice with some horror looking over this PC's 212 history that the dance that was being played was to write a list and abandon it, and write a list and abandon it, and write a list and abandon it. I don't know how many of these times this has been done, but it's been done something ridiculous, like about 20 times, something like that. And then they finally found an item, who would oppose being clear, or something like that, and it did beautifully. Let's see, what's that item? Give me that list over there. Yeah, the item was a person who wants to do the right thing. I think after they listed 8,765 pages, they decided the PC was turning black, so they didn't do anything about it. Well, that's an exaggeration. They only listed 20 or 30 pages, you see. Pure idiocy. I mean, you'd get the last RS you see on the list, and you go 50 items beyond it, and if your tone arm is flat during that period, or if it isn't flat, just that's it, take it. Now, that actually should be completed on this PC. That thing should be packaged up. Now, if you can't find the RS thing item on that oppose list to this, or this opposing, well, do it the other way, too, and find the item which opposes it. Because I see very peculiarly that the goal that is being checked is to be right. And the item here is a person who wants to do the right thing. I think they're so mixed up that you're going to have an awful time trying to check the thing out. So I think you ought to get a four-way package on that PC and then check out the goal. That's the easy way to do it. Now, if you can get an op-term, a proper and correct op-term, you can actually list goals against this op-term the way we were doing with 3GA crisscross. If you were the op-term, why, what goal couldn't you have? And you'll come up with that PC's goal like that. Those are trick ways of finding goals. However, you still, apparently, could keep on listing. This goals list is only about 1,000 long, and you could go right on listing this goals list. From there on, watching your meter very carefully, and you would see that some goal would fire on the thing. There have been RRs on the goals list, in spite of all that. Now, what I was getting around to is you can't make a rocket read better by shouting the goal of the PC. This must be in a calm, even tone of voice. You don't want... Honest, the meter doesn't respond better the louder. As a matter of fact, quite the contrary. Look over your effect scale. And if you say the item in a normal tone of voice, you're much more likely to get a read. So don't say it in a conversational tone of voice. Say it in a crisp tone of voice. Like, to be a catfish. To be a catfish. Now, this is something that auditors do that I better call your attention. They say, to be a catfish. Didn't read, you see. So then they say, to be a catfish. That didn't read either. To be a catfish! You know, I caught myself doing it once, and I thought I'd better warn you. I didn't do it again, so you don't have to either. But there's no point in calling the goal louder. It won't make the 30 read come on better. So on. Well, I think May is doing fine there. I think the PC, with all those lists, how do you survive them? But anyway, they've got a fine item there, and all it needs is to be opposed and four-way package run on the thing, and the PC will feel fine. As far as rocket reads are concerned, as I say, you could go right on with the list and list the things up. Now we come to this last session, and aside from a missuppressed read and a couple of other things like that, Peter's auditor's presence there is very good, and he's very good control of it and so forth. I think he did fine. I have actually no comment to make beyond a couple of the fluky reads on the auditor's auditing. But I do have a great deal to say about how we didn't get a rocket read on this one. Now, we didn't get a rocket read on this one because, well, the PC is listening to this, so I'll ask the rest of you to listen, and I'll only talk over on the right side of the room, all right? You're the right side of your room there. I'm only going to talk over there. And the PC, he can listen over on your left. All right, now, this PC has done a sales talk, apparently, and everything that comes up, he was even bringing it up in the lecture tonight, I mean, doing in the demonstration. He has a whole stream of op-terms here, which are all the baddies. There isn't a single creditable op-term from the top to the bottom. And all of these terminals here are all creditable. You mean that PC's goal never deteriorated? Is that what we're trying to say here? And of course that goal won't read. There's at least two or three of these items. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 items. Perhaps as many as 5 of them have been listed backwards. And that's very, very certain to knock the goal out. The way you straighten up a line plot like this, you've got over here on the original line plot the op terms, baddie, the terminal, good. Bad, op term, terminal, good. Bad, op term, you get the idea. The PC, of course, wants to keep up his social cast. And so, naturally, he will try to give you an offbeat on that kind of thing. But in actual fact, he's doing himself in. You don't care, really, about the significance of things, but you can take one of these line plots. You can take one of these things and look it over and find out why the case is blowing up. And it's blowing up because at the top of your line plot, on the terminal, you have at the beginning of one of these things, at the top, it comes right on down the line from discreditable, halfway down the plot, sort of neutral, and all the way down to the bottom, very germane to the goal. Very germane. Quite opposite at the top of the terminals list, you see, not germane to the goal. And that's the way it goes. That's the cycle. It starts in from degraded. Some fellow the other day picked up the high tone one and said, well, it was really degraded. The auditor bought it. Auditor evidently doesn't believe in the mechanical tests that you make. Mechanical tests are what's important. This is what you do as an instructor when you're looking these things over. You just make your mechanical tests each time, and you'll be there. Your mechanical tests consist of reading the line question one way opposed and the other way opposed. Read it one way 3 times, read it the other way 3 times, see which one turned on the most mass, or so forth. The one that turned on the most upset isn't it. Now, on the op-term side, you get the exact reverse cycle. You get a high-toned op-term as your first op-term, and then that dwindles down halfway down the list to maybe 10 op-terms later or something like that. That has turned into a very opposite thing to the goal. It's now completely opposite to the goal. So, and in the middle ground there, why, maybe 5, 6... op terms from the top of the plot, and you will find that it's a neutral thing. So you have a sort of a neutral versus a neutral there in the middle of the graph, and then it goes down and becomes very opposite to the goal, not necessarily degraded. One shouldn't use the idea of degraded terminal if you don't understand it. It is the idea of a counter button, really. It's counter to the goal's sense and meaning. That's what we get. Now, that's what's wrong with that PC, and that's why you didn't see that. But, of course, he was reading an item that had already been listed. Just take up this last item here. This thing will have to be straightened out, and this auditor has only one fault. And some of you, don't tell him I said this. Don't tell him I said this, because I'll leave that up to somebody screaming it in his ear with a foghorn one of these days. He just won't list 25 items beyond the last RS or RR. And also, he's having an awful hard time telling whether something rocket red or not. And look at here now. Now, I'm going to show you something right here. Now, look at here. We're going to take a piece of paper here, don't you see? And we're going to lay it alongside of the e-meter. You understand? You can pretend this is an e-meter and you're looking at the back of it. And here's the auditor, and here's the piece of paper. Now, do you see that piece of paper's closer to you? And here it is back here on my side. You understand? And as your e-meter sits there, you can go ahead and monitor the tone arm here. And you can also bring this hand across, and you can slide that up. Don't you see? You slide that up. But right close to this meter, you understand? Close to the meter. Don't pull this one. This really is not proper. Because your face gets so far away, get so far away from the meter face that you can't see it. Now here is what the HPA aspirant in the course in Darwin. This is the way he does it. He comes over here and he's got the E-meter over here, see? So he looks over here and he looks over here and he lists over here and he looks back here and so forth. In other words, too far apart. Where you want that is that paper. Bang! See, you understand? Right there, up against that meter. You see that? And slide it up as you go. And you'll find your eye, you see your eye course here, is looking right straight across that meter face. Right across the meter face. And you're always writing with the meter face, you understand? Your paper moves up, not your pencil down, you understand? You move your paper up. And in that way, you get yourself a sight across the meter face. Now you try that the next time you're auditing, and you'll be much better off. I know you can't see something like that. You can't see anything better than this. You can't see anything with that meter downstairs, because of course the meter is way out in front of somebody, and a person is listening this way. That's perfectly all right. The meter has to be placed that way so that you can see the meter. And the only way you could do that is get the meter propped up and slide this paper underneath the corner of it and keep it going forward. You could do something with that. But look at the point. As long as you have a meter face over here and your list over here, see, here you are on your list, and you say, well, I missed that one, so here's a question mark, RR, and something happened there, and I can't quite see it, and so forth, so question mark, oh, you're not going to get any place, man. Keep that together, and this is wrong in front of the meter here. That's wrong. Don't bother with that. Get it right over here at the side. I've been watching an expert do it that way, so I know it works. I myself have been doing it that way. And by the way, I'll just give you another little point here. You have some trouble with this colliding with this corner, because that's flat on the table. And you know these rubber feet that come on the bottom of the meter? If you screw one of those rubber feet down here at the lower edge of the meter tips up and leaves a gap. See, there's a little bit of gap left in there, and your paper can shove up through the gap. You got the idea? Pretty good. Now, you've got to keep your eye in line with that meter face while you're writing. If you don't, you have all these other difficulties, and you've got to go 50 beyond your last RS. I don't care if the tone arm is what you call flat or not. You've got to go at least 50. You've got to go 25 beyond those RRs and 50 beyond the last RR or RS on the source list, and you just got to do that. You'll continue to lay eggs if you don't do that. I notice on that two RRs gave a tiny read. Now, please, what does that tell you? It tells you the list is incomplete. All right, he comes back later and tries to complete the list. But in actual fact, there is a question mark RR here, a question mark RR on this list, which is 20. Only 20 items from the end where the piece where the auditor stopped listing, and then he continued the list, and of course the tone arm now is high on a continued list and that sort of thing. I don't believe the PC is very much in session. I should think the PC is getting his head knocked off with all of these things backwards. You know, as a PC, any one of you as a PC, where it comes to these items, don't get so socially conscious and go out on a big sell. It's what the auditor says it is, and you just answer up to the tests, and you'll do much, much better. We got two auditors as PCs out in the Z unit who always march forward to the hard sell. The second an item comes up, we got a hard sell going. They hire Batten, Barton, Durstein, and Osborne to sell this item, and so forth. We got another PC out there that it doesn't matter where it occurs, and if it RRs, why, apparently it's some other thing on the list. Well, the auditor, of course, sensibly takes the read and carries on, and he'll probably find out that there's an item which is doing this. That's beside the point. Now, we didn't see any RRs tonight. Why? Well, just not going by the rules. The middle one, we can't expect that because the middle session, middle demonstration, because the goal had not been found. The goal is being interfered with the item. Perhaps if that item were Tiger drilled, it might rocket Reed and she'd be away without a goal. You understand? If she's getting occasional rocket Reed out of this, all she might have to do is just Tiger drill that RS that was found and it will subside to a rocket Reed and she is away. And she can do two or three. She can do two or three items there and then ask the PC what his goal is and she'll get it. But the point I'm making here is your RRs aren't coming on not because your rudiments are out, but because you're not following close enough in on the laws of routine 3M. That's all there is to it. Let me tell you, if after you've got a half a dozen items, you haven't got a rocket read, oh man, if you haven't got a rocket read 2 or 3 inches long after you've got 2 or 3 packages off of one of these goals, you ought to quit. The best way in the world to make a goal read is to get 3 right way two listed packages all going off according to the clock, and then go back and read your goal. You'll be surprised. You haven't done it, Tiger drill it at all. You call it and it goes bang. Well, I've taken a look here, and none of you have seen a rocket read. I meant to demonstrate one, so I said to Susie, I said, would you like to go down and put me there in the PC chair and read my last item up? Of course, you're not going to get a rocket read on something that's been listed down. But the last item I had doesn't happen to have been listed, and it's about that long, and it's one of these pow rocket reads. Most of my rocket reads on the second goal look like something that should be sent down to Cape Canaveral so that they can get their rocket program off the launching pad. Because your meter really starts functioning when you come out of the first goal area. All right. Well, I thought your auditing was pretty good, and nothing detrimental can be said about the auditing that has been done by this auditor on this PC, but the other two are simply suffering from not being steered in the right direction with 3M, not going according to the rules. Now, it took me about 150 hours so I could run something that vaguely looked like this, included all of the pilot work on routine 2. And I really wasn't feeling comfortable about knowing how to run it until I'd done that much auditing on it. Now, I allow you a certain leeway. I allow you a certain amount of fumble. But what I want to see is less fumble day by day and more accuracy day by day. And if I don't see some improvement, I'll come to the conclusion that you're your own best opter. All I want to see is an improvement in what you're doing. And I think we can see that. If you don't understand 3M better on Wednesday than you did on Monday, and if you don't look and sound like a better auditor on Friday than you did on Wednesday or getting more done, then I'd say you were wound up in some hopeless confusion back on the line someplace and you didn't know what you're doing in the first place and you better get your check sheets passed. Because your progress as an auditor ought to be fairly rapid and you're not going to have anything shifting under your feet now. So there isn't much reason to do other than have good progress as an auditor. Now, you'll run into problems as an auditor. Problems of getting on an RS which has disappeared. Well, that's a tough problem. I'm fighting that problem. All RS to no RS, you know, that kind of an action. And you have to get back and settle it and square it up. But it can be done. And I expect that you'll hit these difficulties and carry on. But where you have a PC's goal and where you are finding items, honest, it's the most easy, certain, mechanical job you can do. And you just should be going on pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket-a. And tonight, I should have seen in 2 of those sessions all kinds of rocket reads. So I know that your routine three is being done with a big fumble. Now, get on the ball, learn how to do it, straighten it out, and you'll have PCs firing off as though they're being sent to the moon. As far as the quality of the auditing is concerned, as can be expected in Z unit, the quality of the auditing is very good. I have no fault to find with it. All right, there is your demonstration, and thank you very, very much. And let's give the auditors a big hand. Thank you. Now let's give the PCs a big hand. Thank you. All right. So here we are. That's the end of our Wednesday night demonstration. And good night, and see you tomorrow.